there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. As we move through Earth Month and get ready to celebrate Earth Day on Monday, I'm really delighted to share this episode with 11-year-old Elijah from Australia. Elijah speaks so beautifully and compellingly about how lucky he is to live near the exquisite Great Barrier Reef, filled with colorful coral and marine life. He is a Coral Watch ambassador who travels around Australia with his family, raising awareness and sharing his passion for looking after the environment. He taught me so much in our brief conversation, and I promise you, this episode will inspire you and leave you smiling. You'll also immediately start following Elijah on social media so that you can be a part of his adventures and learn about the small but powerful ways that you can help to save Elijah's beloved Great Barrier Reef. Welcome back, everybody. I am super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Elijah. He is actually calling in to speak to me from literally the other side of the planet. And so I feel really lucky that we made this happen today. How are you, Elijah?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you, Natalie?
I'm very good. So why don't you start by telling us more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, and then tell us everything about your passion and your project and what you like to do.
So I'm 11 years old and I live in Bargara, Queensland, which is in Australia. And so I live at the southern end of the Great Barrier Reef, pretty much at the very little tip at the southern end. And so I feel really lucky that I am at the southern tip, because I know some people that live further down and they don't get to see the incredible reefs that we have here. But so I'm really grateful. And so I homeschool. So I do my learning from home. And so that gives me a lot more time to do snorkeling, and it gives me a lot more time to learn what I want to learn. And so, yeah.
So for those of us who live in the United States, you mentioned living on the very tippy tip of the Great Barrier Reef. So tell us a little bit more about what you know about the Great Barrier Reef and how often you visit there and the snorkeling and all of that amazing stuff. You know, so many of us may never have the opportunity to visit your beautiful country. So tell us as much about that as you would like. And then tell us what you're interested in and how you're working by yourself with other people, if you're working with any organizations to really try and save the Great Barrier Reef and help to protect it.
So the Great Barrier Reef, for me, it's absolutely incredible. It's the biggest living structure. You can see it from space. It's absolutely massive. And so far in its history, it's only had 4 mass bleachings. But recently they've announced that it's had its 5th mass bleaching event, which is not very good because it means that the corals are dying and it's not very good to see. Although when it's not experiencing a mass bleaching event, it is literally like another planet. It is absolutely incredible. And there's so many creatures. Like, you look one way, you see coral. You look the other, you see coral. There's so much coral. There's so much fish. It's just an absolutely incredible habitat, an incredible home. And I'm really grateful that I live really close to it.
And tell us a little bit more about what a mass bleaching is. Is that where the color kind of seeps out of it? And is that because of pollution in the water? And what could we possibly do about that?
So, yes. The Great Barrier Reef has had 4 mass bleachings before, and it is experiencing its 5th, and so they've just put that officially out there. And so when a coral bleaches, well, mass bleaching is when loads of corals bleach, like vast quantities bleach, But bleaching is when a coral starts to lose its colour and die. And so the coral polyp has a symbiotic relationship with an algae called zooxanthellae. And so the zooxanthellae gives the coral its colour and most of the polyp's food. And in return, the zooxanthellae gets a home. But when the water gets warmer, caused by climate change most of the time, although whenever a stressor comes, like, say, pollution or bad water quality, but climate change is right now the biggest threat to our coral reefs. And so then the algae starts to produce a toxin and the coral doesn't like it. And so the coral is basically expelling its main food source. And so it also loses its colour. And then it starts to starve. And then if the water doesn't cool down soon enough and the coral return, then the coral will die.
Right. So tell me what you understand to be the things that we all could do. And what are the things that you advocate that people do to try and help to save the coral reef? I mean, I think that this people talk a lot about saving the rainforest, you know, and saving the coral reefs and all of these things. But they don't really know what that means and what they could maybe do in their own homes, in their own lives to change things, even just a little bit. You know, and so what I hope that you can share is your love for this environment, which you clearly have, and how lucky you are to live so close to it. And again, something that most Americans can only see in pictures and in movies. It's like a dream to go there and snorkel and to see the colors and the fish and the animals and how beautiful it is. But what could we all be doing? And what do you suggest to people that they do in your social media platforms and things to try and make a difference in this?
So there are numerous ways you can help. And so on my page, I regularly post videos about how you can help the reef. And you don't have to be within walking distance or within driving distance. You could be where there's no reef, and yet you can still make a difference. And many ways, because on my page, I do post many ways about how we can all help. And they're just simple, like turn a light off when you leave the room, have a shower instead of a bath, have shorter showers. And so there's so many different ways that you can help. And another way is I'm an ambassador for Coral Watch and Tangaroa Blue. And so Coral Watch is a really good organization that is trying to help the Great Barrier Reef and reefs around the world by educating other people, just like I do, and they also monitor the health of the coral with the Coral Watch health chart. And so if you do live near coral or somewhere that has coral, then you can apply and try and get a Coral Watch health chart, and then you can help by monitoring the coral and then uploading it onto the Coral Watch database, and that gives them an overall understanding of corals in your area and corals around the world. And Tangaroa Blue is an organization that is trying to help the marine environment. And the way they do that is that they're dedicated to trying to help the environment and the marine environment by picking up rubbish. And so they organize massive beach cleans and they get tons of rubbish. And when I say tons, I mean absolute tons.
Literally tons.
The scale of their cleanups are absolutely ginormous. And they also educate, just like Coral Watch. They educate people about how they can help and why they should help. And so getting in touch with those two organizations is a really good idea. And there are two more ways that you can really help our ocean and environment.
Amazing. And tell me, you're only 11, has this always been an interest for you? I mean, since you're a little person, like, did you always care about these things? Like, how did this kind of spark for you? And I think you kind of travel around a little bit with your family and you try and spread awareness about this. So tell me a little bit about, go back a little bit for me, earlier part of your life. Like, how did you become so interested in all of this?
So when I was really younger, whenever we were on the beach and we saw rubbish, or whenever we saw rubbish, we picked it up. It was just natural for us. And then when I went on my first community cleanup, my first community snorkel when I was five, I found all this incredible life in the ocean that I was snorkeling in. And I loved it so much. But then I realized that the plastic I'd been picking up was harming the incredible creatures I had seen when I was snorkeling. So I kind of made that connection when I was a bit younger. And since then, I got in touch with Coral Watch and Tangaroa Blue, and it's really kickstarted my passion going on that first snorkel, because if I don't reckon I would have if I hadn't have gone on that, because I don't think I would have been able to make that connection. But I'm glad that I did go on that snorkel, because now I'm really passionate about protecting the ocean and the environment.
Well, I think that that's amazing. And I think, you know, you have such an appreciation for where you live and your access to this beautiful environment. I think that unfortunately, a lot of people who live near oceans and lakes and rivers, you know, they sort of take it for granted a little bit. And, you know, I always say one of the easiest things that people can do is a park cleanup or a beach cleanup, right? It is like, you know, garbage bags and those garbage grabbers that you can buy at the hardware store. And some gloves, and you can go to the beach and do your part to clean. First of all, to not, I think everyone should be aware about not putting their rubbish, you know, on the ground, putting it where it's supposed to be in recycling bins and in the garbage can. But for others who are, you know, perhaps not as thoughtful, for the rest of us to like just clean up and to do that. And then you can just enjoy the rest of your time at the beach, right? Or at the park. It's very, very simple. So what are some other suggestions that you might make for our audience of things that they can do to make a difference for the ocean and for the Great Barrier Reef? I don't want to put you on the spot, because I know you said there are some wonderful resources out there online, which of course there are, but I think that your passion for this really speaks to people. And then I'm going to ask you to tell us, you know, how we can learn more and follow you and follow your journey and all of that good stuff.
Well, one of the main ways is that I love to teach people is that they can use less plastic. And so you can just do it from home. And I know me and Mum find it very frustrating at the store, because pretty much everything is in a plastic packaging. And yeah, the stores make it a bit hard, but it's a lot easier. And also refill stations. Like, if you can find a refill station or bulk food store, then that is really good, because instead of having to go to the shops and buying plastic, then it's much better, because you can just refill your bottles.
Absolutely. Even just the whole plastic water bottle thing. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have that. we would go to a water fountain to get a sip of water or a hose or take a glass. Now, as you know, water bottles are everywhere and they are clogging up our oceans and our landfills. And if everyone would just carry their own reusable water bottle and never buy another single-use plastic, we could solve the problem, right? And I am such a, you know, fan of not having single-use plastics in my home. But I hear you. You know, you go to a store here in America and you want to buy pickles, you want to buy anything, it's everything is in a plastic disposable container. And it's really just, it's just such a shame. Well, this is sort of amazing, Elijah. I was so happy that I found you online and that we were able to connect like this, because I think when someone like you has a passion for this, and it just seems really simple, right? Like, let's all just do our part, and we can all make a difference. And also to just share your love for the Great Barrier Reef and how beautiful it is. And it's up to all of us to help make it that way. Can you share with us where we can learn more? You mentioned your page. I know you have a social media. So tell us where we can find out more and connect with you online.
So my page is run by Mum, but so Mum does everything. She's really the person behind it all. But so I do all the videos and Mum does all the editing and everything, and she posts it. So for Instagram, my page is Elijah's World QLD, and for Facebook, it's Elijah's World. And so there's lots of great ideas on how to help on there. And like I said, look on the Coral Watch and Tangaroa Blue websites, and they're really good sources. And just get out there and see if there's anything going on in your local community that you—
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think this is something you might want to study and do as an adult?
Possibly, yeah. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do when I'm older, but I do really hope that I really want to be able to have a job where I can see loads of incredible creatures. And so a job that I thought of is a marine photographer.
Sure.
So I think that might be a job for me, but I also will be going around and doing talks still. So I think when I'm older, I'll still be doing what I'm doing now.
Well, I think you should just keep on doing it because it's really wonderful. And thank you for sharing this story with us. I cannot wait to share it with everyone who listens to my podcast. I'm going to share it during Earth Month, which is the month of April. And we have Earth Day then and Arbor Day, which is when we should be planting trees. So I really wanted to highlight people like you who really care about our natural world and are doing something really powerful about it. Elijah, thank you so much for talking with me today. I'm so glad we can make this happen. And I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.